Oh, baby. It is post-game. It is Sunday early evening. Dan is obviously in the car on the way to church. Also known, Dan Doink's also known as Kenny Lickett, apparently. Dan, that's interesting. This is our first attempt at video, so no idea where this is, what websites and or apps you need to access that. So enjoy,
Dan. We should have I feel like we should have an OnlyFans page.
Oh, that's probably exactly where it goes.
Yeah, yes. OnlyFans, and you may or may not see our cock. One of our cocks. Oh. You got to guess which one belongs to which.
How much would people have to subscribe, do you think, for that?
50 cents. Mm. Yeah. Well, we don't ask for much. Just to cover a little overhead costs, if you will, but nothing big. 50 cents.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds great. Dan, did you watch today's Bears game?
I unfortunately did. I'm currently sitting in my minivan right now because I've been running kids around nonstop. So I watched a lot of it in the car, mm-hmm. Which is very dangerous. I don't advise while I was driving. Mm-hmm. It was not a great football game. It was just kind of gross in general. The Bears are they're concerning. It's going to be a long season.
So you're saying my prediction of the number 7 seed is probably in trouble? Is that what you're saying?
I would say that's very much in danger right now, Bill. They are 2-2, which doesn't feel that way. It feels like we're one of the worst teams in the league. I was just ugly. I mean, I don't know where you want to start.
We'll start on the defensive side of the ball this time around. How about that?
Okay.
First half in particular, how do you think we did against Daniel Jones?
Not great. He looked like fucking Mike Vick out there. I mean, the dude looks slower than shit. Is he fat? Is he actually fast? Was that like a thing he did in college? I don't really remember him running a lot, but oh my God, like we had no sense of, we were biting on every play action pass. Everything was just shit. I mean, the tackling's bad. No contain at all. What did he end up with? Do you have it in front of you? How many yards? I mean,
you know,
was he in the 70s? Or I feel like he had quite a few.
If I were a great research guy, I definitely would have had it up and ready and like a real professional. I know he had like, what do you have, like 60 yards passing or something before he got hurt. But yeah, rushing two touchdowns, I can tell you that off the top of my head. Both seemed way too easy. Yeah, we bit on everything. I mean, I guess that's part of that's a product of Saquon being so amazing. You assume he's getting the ball every time, but it's as if we did not prepare for him using his legs, Daniel
right.
Jones. That's very strange.
Yeah, and I'm a little concerned that that's now a thing that's going to be an issue for us moving forward. It's like, oof. Now we have that on tape, that kind of self-awareness is turned all the way down on the fucking defense, especially their linebackers. Roquan looked shaky today. He got absolutely burned on one of the, it was when Taylor was in, right?
Yeah.
The few plays he was in, just
on a huge third down. Yeah, that was brutal. That's not what you want in a contract year if you're Roquan. That's
no.
It's not like Tyrod Taylor is more athletic than Daniel Jones. He's definitely not. It's pretty sad to get juked that badly by a 56-year-old backup quarterback.
Exactly. And it felt like it felt real risky. We were blitzing Eddie Jackson a lot today. Mm-hmm. It just is like, guys, I mean, it worked a couple of times, but definitely burned us on the flip side. And a few times it just felt like we need a guy back there just in case. Mm-hmm. Eddie Jackson, I played pretty well overall. So
yeah,
that's encouraging. But God, when you 61 yards passing or
yeah,
whatever
it ended up being 71 yards passing, and he had 68 yards on the ground with the, with the two scores. Yeah, you can't lose to that guy, right?
You can't lose to that. And then when Taylor came out, what a fucking joke. Daniel Jones is playing wide receiver He's just standing there. He's clearly not going anywhere, and they're running the goddamn Wildcat.
Oh.
And it was starting to work. It was like, oh, shit. I think I put this in a text. We're going to fucking lose to a team that's running Wildcat in 2022. That shouldn't happen. It's just unbelievable. But I guess we contained him a bit with the Wildcats. Like, do you really think Saquon Barkley's going to throw the ball? Right. And their receivers are awful. Their receivers are dog shit. With Sills, is that his name? I mean, he had at least two drops today. He was bad. He was bad. It was just gross. It was a gross performance by the defense. But, they don't give up touchdowns in the second half. And it's not totally their fault that they get no support on the other side of the ball from our fucking offense. So
that is true.
I don't know. It's just gross all around. Thank God that game was at noon. I'd be so pissed if that was a night game and I had to stay up and watch that shit.
So would America. America is relieved that really didn't hit their radar at all. I know that is, even Kenny Golladay gets hurt. I don't know who those guys were that the Giants had at wideout. And, and you lose by 8 to a 10. Again, not to say we're the world's greatest team. That's probably exactly where we are. We're right. We are slightly worse than a team that didn't play quarterback for most of the fourth quarter. It's amazing how, I don't know if you were watching in real time when it happened, when we had a three and out, 3 minutes to go. We had a fourth and three or whatever, and we decided to punt. And good news is we get them inside their own 5. But how did you feel about that decision in real time before you knew the result?
I don't think I hate it as much as everyone. I mean, I have no confidence in that offense. I mean, in real time, I thought, okay, well, this could be a field position game. Like, that helps us out there because that was a great punt. Just hope they screw. I mean, I don't know. It's like our defense is going to have to score for us to win this fucking game. So I didn't hate it, but that dude, he bombed that punt. And that was the one Vilas dropped, right?
That was when we get the 3-and-out, and then and then the dude with long hair, right? He punts out of his end zone almost, and Vilas Jones, the guy we've been waiting for. Oh. Can we have him inactive again, please?
I would be okay with that. Just pointless. Just a terrible debut for him. I mean, I guess he had maybe one nice return of like 15 yards, I want to say, but otherwise pretty irrelevant except for that huge drop. But when he dropped it, like, if he wouldn't have dropped it, were we scoring a touchdown?
I mean, and a 2-point conversion, right? I think that's the thing, too, right? Okay, good segue to the offense. That's perfect. They moved the ball a decent amount today. I watched a lot of college football yesterday. It felt like a lot of what I saw in the red zone where you just choke. And it's like, it's as if instead of, you're 20 yards from scoring at the most, and it's like you just – I'm annoyed at Getsy for how conservative he was on some of those calls. It's like
– Agreed. He had a bad day.
I think so too. It's like what – you're just running – you're running Herbert on fucking – on dives, like 3rd and 7 when you need touchdowns. That's
– Right.
And anybody who thinks Khalil Herbert's better than David Montgomery can go absolutely pound sand today. I think Carmen DeFalco had that hot take on Friday. He was real certain about it. He's like, hey, he's so much better than the starter. He's so one-dimensional, and the Giants proved. It's like that dude, he can't pass block. He's not a threat really in the passing game. He's a great backup running back. It's exactly what you need. But Jesus Christ, we would have been much more successful with Monty today. That's a stupid side rant. You can't kick 4 field goals in the NFL and expect to win, I think is the bottom line, right?
Yeah, and you hit it right on the head. His Herbert's blocking was horrible today. Oh. He was bad. Any pressure that was coming, he had to pick up. It was over. The offensive line, I thought, was terrible today, too. Fields wasn't getting a lot of time. He still, he still doesn't have a good feel back there either. He just doesn't – it's not clicking yet. It definitely looked better. Mooney had a good game, I guess. You know, he had, what do you, did he even get, did he get 100 yards? I mean, I don't know.
Unprepared. I'm unprepared again. He had 94. Yeah, 94.
94. So Getsy was a huge loser today because that was just a dog shit of a game that he called. But you're right. I mean, everything's just so fucking hard. We just keep saying it. Everything with that offense is so fucking hard. And, you know, drop passes. Pettis with that big drop pass on third down, like nicely thrown ball. Yep. So it's like that shit like that. That it's easier to understand why Fields doesn't have the confidence that he needs to get the ball out quickly and see open receivers. He has no trust. I don't think he trusts the offensive line at all. Yeah. He's pretty terrified back there. So, you know, Cody Whitehair getting hurt, whatever.
I think that's like almost a net positive sometimes. It's like a neutral at, right? I was
right.
A net neutral. Yeah.
Mustafa is fucking awful. I can't stand him. Like, get him out of my face, please. I know, especially with the white hair hurt. He's not. Mustafa is going nowhere. He is going to be starting. He's going to be there for the entire season. So, oh man, it's ugly. Herbert, he still runs hard. It also felt like we had a lot of Tristan Ebner time as well.
Yes,
Tristan, is that his name? Why was Ebner? Like an entire, like a few times, an entire series.
Yeah.
What?
I think he was the first guy that got the ball in the second half. I was like, is Herbert hurt? What happened?
Yeah. What? Yeah. No point to that. And it's just the offense. Yeah. The offense that was called today is helping no one. No. I don't care if Fields throws it 50 times a game. You got to figure out what that dude is.
Yeah.
And we're not getting there this way. And we're not. You know, where we were, our defense was biting on every play action pass. There's like no mystery to our figuring out our offense. It's like, just play it straight up. They're going to fuck it up one way. We're going to fuck it up one way or the other. And that's it. So I don't know. I mean, there's no expectations. We're not a good team, but it just like to see a little bit of a better effort.
Yeah.
Well, fucking field goals, four fucking field goals. Are you kidding me?
What? And I feel like we almost like settled for it. Like what we had, I think we had two pass attempts in all of our red zone trips. One, Fields had to throw the ball out of the end zone. The other one was a horrible looking tight end screen to Komet that just looked all sorts of off rhythm. Like Borum was late blocking a guy. I don't even know what the hell happened. It was just like, and that's what you want, right? On third and eight, to have like that tiny, almost pitch, you know, to Komet, Cole Komet,
right,
who runs as fast as you and me.
He fucking stinks. You're right. I mean, goddamn Cole Komet.
Just give him a chance. I would have much rather seen Fields throw a pick, or at least risk him throwing a pick in the end zone versus settling for field goal kicks by a guy we just signed yesterday, who,
right,
thank God, he hit all four. He kept us in the game. But I just don't understand. Like, it was like, are we playing for field goals? Do we think Luke Getsy thinks field goals are worth more than 3 points? maybe that's part of the problem.
It felt like it today, man. And feel, Jesus Christ. It feels as he's not going to make it to the end of the season.
I can't believe he made it to the end of that game. But kudos to him for the amount of shots that he took. And then like Daniel Jones takes one shot and he's paper mache and he's out. He's out. It's like, how, I don't know how Fields is standing already through four games still. And it's more frustration too. They finally push the ball downfield. He's got 100 yards almost through the first quarter. And then we get fucking conservative as hell again when we're down. It's like,
right.
I think when we're down, Getsy loves running even more than when we're up. It doesn't make any sense. I can't. He's driving me crazy.
A lot of mad Bears fans about Getsy and, you know, get rid of him and all that. I'm not there yet with him either.
No.
Like, it's still way too early, but we can't do this shit again. Like, you got to figure out a plan for what we're doing, developing Fields, especially on offense. You got to get a plan together and stick with it. It seems like we're just, it's dumb as it sounds. It seems like we're overthinking, let's try to win these fucking games. It's more about like, let's get some development here and be better, you know, by week 16 than we are right now. And it just seems like we're just fucking grasping at straws. Just running the ball does no good for anybody. So, I don't know. It's a tough spot to be in because obviously you want to win fucking games, but four fucking
why
games.
Not both? Why not both?
Try
meme.
Both.
Yeah.
It's oh. It's fucking Bayless Jones. Was he in? Did he take any offensive snaps today either? I don't
recall seeing him out there. Yeah, completely unnoticeable if so. So I can't believe.
Well, I mean,
I can't
why
believe
can't
him
we
off that.
Yeah, and why can't we like get him like just try to get him the ball on offense?
Right.
Like a jet sweep or something. Just try
Bingo.
Something creative. There's like no creativity at all. It's just run between the tackles.
Yeah.
And be, you know, and just hope and pray that those offensive linemen can hold up. And it's going to get a lot worse. It's going to get a lot worse when we're playing, when we finally play a good team. Well, we will play Minnesota the next week, right? Like, they're a well-put-together team. They're going to fucking destroy us on offense. They're going to fucking destroy us. So it's bad. It's not great. It's not great, Phil. It felt like another what am I doing with my life day of watching Bears football.
I was able to multitask a little bit. My now 7-year-old son had went to a birthday party, so and thank God I was able to drop him off and didn't have to stay. Thank you so much, parents, for that. Thank you. So I had a couple hours to burn during the Bears game, and went to Uncle Julio's, which was right by this place, just hanging out, having myself some delicious chips and salsa. Try the swirl, half the margarita, swirl. Half sangria.
Come.
Delicious. It was delicious. Didn't have to hear the sound either. No Moose Johnston or Joe Davis. I heard beautiful music from south of the border that was pumping through those speakers. Just incredible guitar. Didn't understand 50% of the words, but I thought it was a perfect accoutrement to the Bears game.
Wow, what a great experience for you. That actually sounds delightful. Where was the birthday party at? Was it at like Pump It Up or one of those, or
it might as well, yeah, like the other alternative in the PGA tour of birthday parties for kids, Naperville Yard.
Oh yeah, many times, many birthday parties there. Yeah,
absolutely, it's fine. That's a good spot.
Yeah, well, it's literally slides and shit, and they come over real sweaty, smell real bad too. They always smell real bad. Coming from specifically, I feel like there's a Naperville, there's a Westmont Yard as well. Mm-hmm. Gross. Hose those kids down before you send them back with us, parents.
That should have been a rule. Yeah, you go back to that weird party room, eat some cake, and here's an elephant about ready to hose your child down on the way out. my son made a great decision and wore a sweatshirt. So he absolutely, you want to talk about a guy that just smells like syrup right now. It is. It's that kid. Oh, baby. Not great. Not great.
Not great. Not great. Well, yeah, not a great syrupy smelling kid. And then you have to deal with the fucking Bears.
Yep.
Just gross all around. More so the Bears than your son. So, but
50-50. Hard 50-50. To say. Zero hens, zero doinks, Cornish hen, zero hens. We have that's a new podcast idea. Zero hens. Let's do it. Zero hens, where we talk about the Cornish doinks player of the week, as voted on by our fans and eggs. I saw a. Not a lot of nominees, understandably. I don't even know who you could go with. Trenton Gill got some love. The new kicker, is it Ryan Badley? I don't even know. Do you know his name?
Bagley? I think Bagley. I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay.
What is going on with Santos, by the way? He personal reasons? Is it hurricane related? Some of the radio they're speculating, like maybe his family in Florida.
Okay.
And it was hurricane related, but I don't know. I didn't know if you had an inside scoop here on Zero Hands.
Yes, caw, caw. Is that what hens? Is that the noise they make?
Not a clue.
They should. Eddie Jackson got a vote, as did Dan Campbell. And I saw Kyler Murray got a vote for the Bears player of the game. Dan, anybody stand out to you out of that group of nominees from our fans and eggs, or would you like to go a different route?
Kyler Murray? Like the Cardinals? Is that what you said? That's not who I'm voting for. Yes. Well, why did he get a vote?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the Cardinals did today. Okay. I'm not sure.
Well, let's see. Let's go with Eddie Jackson. Okay. That was an awesome catch he had over his shoulder.
Yep.
Once again, though, we made this joke last week that him stepping out of bounds on the interception was the best thing that could have happened. I thought he was heading directly to the end zone after catching that. He's just total liability. Like, ooh, I'm going to run this shit back. It's like sometimes you just got to fall down, Eddie. But that was an awesome catch. Eddie Jackson is the golden hen.
That's a great move. I think too, I was again another three and out momentum killer, you know, during that. But I was just so relieved we didn't get a safety also on that drive. I thought that was a win.
Agreed, totally agree.
Well, thank you, Dan, for your nomination. Actually, you didn't nominate me. I think that was for Marcel in Minneapolis. Thank you so much. Don't shoost me, Dan. Don't shoost me. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, we're about in the season when you start talking about being close to Thanksgiving, now that we've rolled into October.
That's true.
I love it.
That's true.
You give us like a soft countdown to Thanksgiving. I love
it. Mm-hmm. No, calendar's turning, just like the Bears' hopes.
Yep. We're fucked. Not great.
We might be. Watch us beat the Vikings on Sunday, and then all hope is here. God,
jeez.
I thought while enjoying a a delicious handful of chips at Uncle Julio's, I thought on one of those, I believe it was a sack, that Justin Fields' knee had exploded. He went down real weird. Thank God he's like Gumby, because holy shit.
And does he attract those hits, those like late hits? I mean,
to the head,
on the one
directly
hand,
to the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why? Why does that constantly happen to him? He's good for one a game, right? At least one a game where it's like, oh, that was a dirty play. It's like, why does it continue to happen to him? It's weird. And he's going to get knocked out. It's soon. Like I was texting with Rory Doinks and I was like, he's going to be lucky if he makes it out of October.
Yeah, I think he is. And And I didn't fault any of his decisions where he took the ball out of the pocket and ran. It's like if you're going to give him 15 yards, he will take them, and I'd be probably upset if he didn't, as opposed to throwing the ball to Dante Pettis for him to drop it. So, he didn't take – he took some hard hits on those two, but it's more in the pocket, you're right, where he just gets – And some of them are late too. You're right. Late hits when he's sliding. Bad slider for a baseball player. Bad sliding.
Agreed.
I am relieved that he got out of that. That turf is inevitable for ACLs. So that's a victory getting the hell out of New York. Although we got to play the Jets there too. Shit.
We do.
Oh no! I just totally. We're gonna be playing that one back later, aren't we?
Oh my God, Bill! I can't.
Not great.
We're gonna watch a lot more of these games this year. This is gonna be. Oof. Oh well. What else are we gonna do?
Not much. Sundays can be boring. So that's great. Let's Bears football makes it much better.
Well, I can't wait to watch a game with you at Uncle Julio's in the near future. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Get those swirls. What is it? Margarita and cum. Right. That's the swirl.
I think so. I don't think they spell it out quite like that on the menu. I'm not sure.
Is it Uncle Julio's cum or whose seed is that?
I think it's no, probably like a cousin. I'm not sure the name.
Cousin Julio? I don't know.
It's hard to say. It's hard to say. I will ask management next time. I will ask to speak to a manager when I'm burning clock in between birthday parties.
Perfect.
I'll find out for you. Oh man, bacon wrap shrimp. That's you got to go with those camarones. That's my go-to. Nice. Gotta get that protein. All right.
Yep. Ridiculous. All right. I don't know. Well,
okay. Well, this has been a lovely post game. We'll be back Tuesday night to start to preview this upcoming game against the Vikings, the 3-1 Vikings. We may be tied with the Packers for second place if things continue, Dan.
Oh,
Patriots
losing,
giving
huh?
them all they've got.
On their third quarterback too. Packers should be worried. Packers fans should be worried.
Yeah, Rodgers had a pick six to end the second quarter that was, I don't know what the hell he was looking at. It looked like a Bears quarterback decision. It was awesome.
He's probably on drugs.
Maybe. A little bit of witchcraft.
fuck him. Fuck the Bears.
Hard to argue with either of those things. But we love Zeradoinks. We love you. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time Tuesday night on Zero Hands.
Bye, everybody. Zero Hands.